Bezdin. This week's parasha, Parashas Achrei Mois, Pasuk says the Easter of eating blood. And it says, Akal Matin Israel, Kol Nefesh Mikem Loisoy Chaldam. Any person should not eat blood. So Zog Rashi, what's Kol Nefesh Mikem? Lehazir G'doyli Malaktan. Is to warn the adults not to allow the young children to eat blood. And here is the beginning of a sugya of, is it okay to allow a katan to go do something wrong? You see from here, la'azli g'doylim alaktanim, there's a concept that you do not allow a young child to go ahead and do an aveira. Because you tell, do not allow people to eat blood, including young children. Oh, very good. So nice, this, the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha. Just first of all, we'll say the Shulchan halacha. The idea is, if a katan, what's the definition of the halacha? Katan oichel nevelus. You see a katan sitting eating nevelus, isur, and bezdi mitzuvim lafrishon. You don't have to stop him. Except his father, we'll get to that in a second. But ulachil beyadayim osur. You don't have to stop a katan from doing something wrong, but you now go ahead and do what's called tzfiya. Sofi Be'adayim, now I'll actually give it to the Qatar. That's what it says. Well, that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings along, because you have a problem to give a Qatar to do an Isra. The Gemara in Yevamos says that basically there's three psukim that tell us that you have to be mazik gedoyim l'maktan, that adults have to prevent young children from doing something wrong. One is this, the pasuk we just mentioned in our parasha, Legabe Dam. The pasuk before, the parasha Shmini, regarding a giving a katan to eat a sheretz, it says there also la'az l'gdol m'ktanim. And then in Parshas Emor, next week, you have also l'gavi tuma for a kohen to become tuma, you also have la'az l'gdol m'ktanim. You have three psukim. The Gemara goes and discusses why you need all three. The Bishayzer says that the Rambam and the Tur argue, what happens with these three psukim? The Rambam learns that these three psukim is the source of the kol Torah kula. From here you learn the same way these three things, which is blood, sheretz, and tumah. You now allow a young child to do it. So it's the kol Torah Tukul, you also now allow to it. It's all learning from here. The Torah says no. These three is, as we have a concept, is shleisha ksuvi aboyin kecha. You have three sources, you don't learn from it. So the three sources is, in these three places, not only that you cannot cause a katan, a child, to do something wrong, but you have to prevent the katan doing something wrong. You see a katan doing it on his own, you have to stop it. The kol Torah kula, you don't have to prevent the katan from doing something wrong, but you cannot, influence the katan. You can't cause it to do something wrong. That's the two lines. Oh, so where's the mocker? So he brings, I saw that one of the people that speak about it in length is a Michas Asher. He brings a discussion that if it's a din deraisa or not. The pashtis, pashtis deraisa. The shenis that's brought down the two shachanoch, the binisakelim is deraisa. The question is, if it's deraisa, bishop of the Rambam, you learn it from here. This is the pasuk. This is the medrash. La'azik gedolim l'katanim. But according to the two, you can learn it from here. So where is this source that on the Shah Torah Kula that a katan is also to do it? Where does it come from? So Ma'aseh said, there's a machlokes achronim. What is the reasoning behind the idea that you can't cause a katan to do it? What's the problem? The Trumat Asadeshan learns that the problem is that if you allow a katan to go and do something wrong, when he grows, he's not going to know to stop. So he's basically your margilo. You're getting him used to do something wrong. He does it when he's a young child. When he becomes an adult, he's continuing doing it. That's what he learns. Comes the Chasa Sefer against the true selection. It says, what? Darish time in the crop. You're coming and giving me a reasoning to in the pasuk. It's a zerusakosuf that you now allow a kanta to do an iser. You have to prevent the kanta from doing an iser. He brings the Michasasha over here. How does the Chasa Sefer learn? The Chasa Sefer learns that the Torah teaches me that a katan who's doing something wrong, it is something wrong. It is an aveir. You can't go and mechayev. You can't go and make him. Nobody responsible for that aveir. But it's something wrong. So you have to prevent him from doing it. The Torah's national learning, it's not something wrong. It's okay to do it. Just it's going to cause him to do something wrong in the future. Mine of Kamino. So one of Kamino is what happens if you have a katan who's very young. Meaning the katan mamish has no das at all. He's being a baby. Who's a yoinik is still nursing? Do you have an issue over there to allow him to do something wrong? Is there any problem here of stopping him from doing anything else? According to Tumas Sedeshin, the whole idea is he's going to learn what he's going to get used to when he gets older. And if you're speaking about a katan, a little baby, he was doing it, he's not doing anything wrong, he's not going to learn for him to do something, it's his baby. What?
Even a
2-year-old. Even a 2-year-old, maybe. Because a 2-year-old, he's getting used to it more. A 1-year-old, he's not doing anything. But according to the Sefer, there's an issur beitzer. A katan, any time an issur is caused, it's a problem, even though the katan doesn't know what he's doing, there's not his mechuyah b'dal. So also a katan bin yayin will be a problem. That's one thing. There's another nafkamino is that the Mishnah Berurah himself brings it, discussion that Achorin was a minhag in Ashkenaz, that when, if the Gemara brings, let's start with the first thing, the Gemara brings, that when, if someone forgets something just around him, or in Carmelis, that's a discussion of the Rabbanan Duraisa, but something was forgotten in Shus Rabim. You tell a Kotel and a Ketan, you tell a young child, a boy and a girl, to go out and play out there. They're going to play, and on their own they're going to find this object. And then they're going to go and they bring it in on their own to the house. They're doing it on their own. So that's not called Sofi by them. You're not making them doing it, they're doing it on their own. So that's Mutu. So the Achronim bring an Ashkenaz, some kind of I call a minute that people used to do, is they used to allow kids to carry their keys, the key of the house, in which was around. There's no way room. And they needed the key of the house. So they would give it to the little kid and tell the kid to do it. So all the Achronim say, how can you do that? That's Sofi, you're causing a katan to do an issur. You're not going to cause a katan to do an issur. What? That's what? Oh, bincha. So I'll get to say when we speak about a, right. You could say maybe if it's your son, you have a problem with chinuch, as we'll see in a second. With your son, you have a problem with chinuch. But what happens if it's someone else's child? They want to say no. It's still Sofi Bei Adayim. You're causing him to do an issur. So the Eishel Avram, in the end of the Shulchan Aruch, he says no. Maybe you can explain what's the pshat in this idea. It's because the katan doesn't know if here there's an eruv, no eruv. We're going in the small streets. Some streets have an eruv. Some roads, you know, cul-de-sacs have a roof. Some don't. He doesn't know the difference. So you'll tell him, you know, it's like today. You have some cities that have air, some not. So you let a kid to carry in a place there's no air roof. He thinks there's an air roof. He doesn't know that he's doing something wrong. That's what he says. So according to, this fits very much with Tumas Sedeshin.
He knows what an air roof is.
So you know, in other words, the kotel doesn't know he's doing something wrong. He's carrying the street. He carries many times in the street. You're not teaching him to do anything else. So this is Eishel Avram. The Mishnah Berurah argues in that. I mean, all the Achronim argue in that. But this Eishel Avram fits with the Tumas Sedeshin. Because as I said, he's going to learn from it. So Lutzu, the Kotel, doesn't know he's doing something wrong. He thinks it's okay. He doesn't see any history that he's going to learn from it in the future. So then you have no problem anymore. But if it's according to the Chassid Sefer, the Issur is bad, so you can't allow a Kotel to do an Issur. So that will be another Afkamiyah. Efshar, going back to the Rishonim, that will be Machlek is the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam holds that you learn an Issur from these psukim. So we tell you, you're not allowed a katan to go and do it. Here you learn from it. You're not allowed a katan, can't do it. It's an Issur, it's a problem. But the Torah has no source. The Torah says the three psukim that we have in the Torah, the Hazak, Gedoyim, and Lektanim, that's only these specific cases. What about the other cases? I don't have a makar, I don't have a source. So the Torah has to come maybe to the Svarah Jewish Sedeshin. Maybe you learn from these three psukim the idea that you don't want people to learn in the future to go in and do something wrong. So the Torah has to come to some kind of a mocker. Where do you know that a katan can't do it? You have to go to, it's a svara. It's a svara. How can it be a svara d'oraisa? Has to be that you learn from these three psukim. There, the Torah was mechadeh or something more. You can't even, you have to prevent the katan from doing it. But at least you learn from a svara that you want to try not to get used to doing something when they become an adult. So that maybe could be a mocker in the Torah. Doesn't know. So, I don't know. Chura according to Eishel Avraham, right? Chura according to that, should not be a problem. If he doesn't know, he thinks it's a piece of meat. You give him a piece of meat. I don't know. I didn't see anybody saying specifically that you can be soy mechana. Right? Even in Shabbos, don't be soy mechana. So,
when
yeah.
When it comes to food, usually we say it's metamet and
nefesh. Oh, right. There's a tintu and there's another thing. Right. So, okay.
When it comes to food.
Good. So we have. There is, very short, this sugya is a sugya, it's a big sugya. I just want to bring two things. First of all, the Shekhanah himself says, he brings, start learning A, B, Z, M, Subi, La Fisha, not to stop it. Aval Aviv, Mitzubi, the Gorba, La Fisha. The father has to stop the son from doing it. also fill the dvarim shasuim. To give him in his hand, you can't do it. Midivir soifim. Chesul agilu b'chilu Shabbos. I fill the dvarim shasuim midivir soifim. I skip the line here. And then he continues on. Then it says that go. V'yesh oimim the cause of the cotton lo yigia l'chinuch. Yigia l'chinuch tzuchim la'afrishoi. V'yesh oimim the lo yishayah chilu l'beizin l'av bilvat. So basically the Ramah brings a machlekes. When a kid is over 6 years old, do you have an issur to give him something, to do something wrong? So the father has a special din, like you mentioned, of chinuch. Chinuch abonim is basically around the age of 6, depends on the das of the kid, as the chori bring. So that a kid, when he gets a certain age, you have to, the father has to stop him from doing something. What happens if it's not a father over here? It's beis din, or somebody else. It's not a father. Does he have any chiyuv when a kid above the age of chinuch to stop him? So the mitzvah says a machlokes. If the chinuch is mutal, if you say gil chinuch only on the father, or it's a klodic thing that any person who gets the chinuch, you say yeah, you can stop. It comes the one who brings the goyin mentions the Tosis Yeshanim in Yuma. Tosis brings there that the Gemara brings the Yuma the mechanech katan not to eat in Yom Kippur. And then he brings we have the concept that we don't prevent the katan from eating the velus. That's what he says. So he says. So he brings two pshat in the Tosis Yeshanim. One is. One thing is that in order to prevent the katan is only to go and do something, do an act of mitzvah. You have to go and do it, but to prevent it. But so the chinuch is go and do a mitzvah, but to stop the katan and do something wrong, that you don't have chinuch, which is a big chiddush. So the whole idea that you well that you're 6 year problem is only when you get to an age of. It's only to go and do an act of myself. Her father has to mechanech his son to go ahead and do kiddush, shake a lulav, hear shayfer. They have to stop him from doing, preventing him to do a isur. That's he brings one answer, and then he brings the second answer is what the Ramo brings over here. He brings techinuch l'shayach ela be'av, aval be'odam acher l'shayach bechinuch. So then he brings another pshat. It's only the father, not somebody else. You see, he's showing himself. There's been a discussion. What is chinuch? The chinuch is only mitzvah sese, only, or, and that applies to everybody. Or he says no. There's chinuch only a father, not somebody else. That's one reservation you have over here. Running out of time, just bring one more thing here. The Mogen Avraham sends to what he mentions in Gabi Hilchos Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch brings the minug to do kiddush in shul, right? For example, in Shabbat they do kiddush in shul.
So Friday night.
Friday night, you do kiddush. Yeah, then
they used to do
it. They stopped it?
Yes.
Really?
Abdullah.
It's only Abdullah.
Abdullah.
So you used to kiddush. So what's the problem of kiddush? Kiddush is you're not eating over here. If you're not eating, it's not kiddush because seudah. So what are you going to do with this? But there's a make to do it. So the halach is you don't the adult child, you give it to a katan to drink it. Says the Mogen Avraham, how can you give the katan to drink it? Lamaise, you're causing a katan to do an iser to eat before kiddush. And he partially, but he agrees that you don't cause the katan to do isur. Even isur the rabbanon, if eating before kiddush is isur the rabbanon. So says the Mogen Avraham, how do you give a katan to drink before kiddush?
No, he held kiddush right before
kiddush. No, because I mean, you hear kiddush, but it's no makom suuda. You have to do kiddush basuda. So that's not considered to be kiddush. It's not considered to be kiddush. You can't eat before. So says the Mogen Avraham, he brings the Tosis Himsachim. The Tosis says that the only isur that you have on a katan. Is only that you say a katan after mafreshim, similar to what you said before, is only you have the Torah is not speaking about a katan. So he's speaking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not allow tzaddikim to do have a takolot to buy tzaddikim. So sometimes there's a chiluk when you have a food which is asur, or you have a food which is mutter, but it's only in the time of isur. So meaning eating when it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu prevents tzaddikim from doing something wrong is eating a treif. But if you're going ahead and he's eating a dover. Just in the wrong time, like a noisor. So that's not that you don't have a din of the Kadosh Baruch Hu preventing a tzai from doing it. It says the Mogen Avraham, the same applies to a katan. A katan, you have to prevent it from eating something which is asur. You can't eat treif. You can't eat basar b'chalav. But to go ahead and do an issur of time, meaning by kiddush, there's no problem with the actual food. The problem is it's not the right time to eat it. Then you don't have the issur to prevent the katan.
What? It's your kiddush.
Oh, so according to Eish Lavron, you could say he doesn't even know, but they can get used to these drinking shul. He really is eating shul. So that's another limitation
that
you have.
Kiddush?
What?
I thought we were saying
it's not.
Right. So therefore, he's
he's eating something usher.
He's drinking. I mean, he's drinking stam.
He's drinking which something, which is before kiddush, basically. It's considered to be drinking before kiddush. So the Gemara says he'd be nice that the food is mutter. The only problem is the time. So that's another limitation what you have in tzavah yisur. A nice, it's what the halacha with this will end is that. So what comes out is the isur is to go ahead and give a make and have a katan go ahead and do something else. But if the katan goes ahead and does it on his own, that's when you say you don't have to prevent him. So for example, one of the halachas, the Shabbos brings the halacha, is if a person is before Shabbos, they forgot to open or close the light, and the room is very dark, and they won't open the light. You could put a little kid who doesn't know, under the age of chinuch, he's not going to learn from here to do something. You don't have a chiyuv to do it. You put him next to the light, and you know that eventually he's going to start playing with the light. And if you open, then he's going to open the light. He's open the light on Shabbos. The kotel is doing an isur. Yeah, the problem is I'm not going in. I'm not making the kotel do this. I'm not telling him to do it. I'm not showing him to do it. He's doing it on his own. I'm just putting him around the area. Putting him around the area is not a problem. The gabe a kotel doing it. Similarly, bring another aloch. If you have the fridge, you open the fridge, the light goes on. So the problem is the Shabbos to open the fridge. Maybe the other team there, but one thing he says, if the katan goes in on his own and he wants to open the fridge, they got his yogurt to drink it, so you don't have to stop it. He opens the light because that's again, you have no chiyuv to prevent the katan doing something else, sir, but you have a chiyuv to stop a katan. According to the Rama, that's what you learn from this week's parasha. According to the Torah, this week's parasha is one level above it. It's not exactly the same.